Welcome to the daily Chizuk. When Yaakov Avinu set out to go find a wife, Hashem tested him in the Midah of Bitachon. Yaakov knew that Lavan was only interested in money, and therefore he made the necessary hishtadlut, taking with him his family fortune. But Hashem brought it about that Yaakov was robbed of his money, and in the natural way of the world would seemingly not be able to marry into the family he wanted to. Yaakov then thought about it and said, "I don't have any jewelry. I don't have a ring. I don't have a bracelet. But I have Hashem, and that's all I need." This was the test of Yaakov, to either despair or to put his trust in Hashem. And he succeeded in passing it. It was at that time that Hashem appeared to him and told him he would be with him in everything that he does. The Chovot Levavot writes, "It is the way of a Baal Bitachon to speak to Hashem in a personal way. Whenever anyone is confronted with a situation in which his means of help have seemingly failed him, the response should be, 'Hashem, I don't have this one to help. I don't have that one to help. But it's okay, because I have you. And when I have you, I don't need anybody else.'" We try to make hishtadlut because that's what Hashem told us to do. When the hishtadlut fails, that is when our bitachon is being put to the test. Of course, whenever we make hishtadlut, we have to realize it's really Hashem. But when the hishtadlut fails, the test is great. At that point, a person has a choice to make. He can either say, "All of my options have been exhausted. I have nothing left to do. It looks like I'm doomed to failure." Or the person could say, "Hashem, I now see that people can help me. I got the message. It's not people or efforts that bring about results. It's only you. And I know my best option is still available." If the person really believes what he is saying, then he will merit to what the Gemara teaches in Masechet Menachot Daf Kaftet. Kol hatole bitchono b'akadosh baruch hu, hare lo machseh le'olam hazeh u'le'olam haba. Hashem will take that person under his wing in this world and the next. If someone has been trying to make money, but all his efforts have been failing, he should know he has a great opportunity in front of him to exercise his bitachon and come to the conclusion that he has Hashem, the only one who really matters. The same applies in all areas of life. Whether the person's looking for a shidduch or for a cure to an illness, and all of his efforts have been failing, that is the moment he can practice bitachon and catapult himself into a different sphere, alone with Hashem, above the natural way of the world. The work is to honestly believe and feel at ease with the knowledge that we do have Hashem. We once gave a mashal to put it into perspective. Imagine a man was told by his doctor that he has a terminal illness, lo aleinu, and has just 6 months left to live. He then adds, "There's one doctor in the world that can cure your illness, but the wait time to get into him is 3 years." With no hope, the man decides to go to a distant island and live out his final days in peace. While there, he goes with a family member to an empty beach to take his mind off his sorrows. And they notice there's one other person on that beach. The family member takes a closer look and tells the man, "That's the doctor who has the cure. He's lying there all alone, with no line. Now's your chance." Filled with hope, the man runs over to the doctor and tells him his plight. The doctor says, "Don't worry, I'm gonna help you." The feeling that man had when he realized the only doctor who could help him was right there, so easily accessible to him. That's the feeling we're supposed to have, at least when we realize we have Hashem, the only one who could help and who is so easily accessible to us. If we can work to get that feeling, we will have true bitachon and Be'ezrat Hashem, be zocheh to all of the blessings that come along with it. Have a great day.